to read to you the words from the Old Testament, Psalm 148. And it says, it's praise for God's universal glory. But before we do that, I invite you to just bow your heads in prayer with me as we ask God to prepare our hearts to receive his message today. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for this quiet time of just being here in your presence, being reminded that you are with us, that your spirit is moving among us. I pray that those who are online will find the same solitude right now and be able to prepare themselves to listen to your message for us. I pray, God, that you will bless us with your word and that we will be changed. So, Holy Spirit, open our hearts, open our lives to be receptive to the word of God in this moment. Amen. So Psalm 148, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him all his angels, praise him all his host, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you shining stars, praise him you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God. So this is kind of a strange Sunday, right? The heightened focus of Advent is behind us. The joy and memories of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are really also behind us. As you've noticed, there's no choir today. just Leilani and I with the guitar. And after the busy schedule of the last month, I've given Elizabeth, our organist, the day off as well. It seems like, many others have decided to take the day off from worship also, or people may still be away with family. And so on the liturgical calendar, this is what's called the first Sunday after Christmas. It's a Sunday named for what is no longer. But what's unique about this Sunday, and what makes it special, is that it's the last Sunday of the year, of course. It's the Sunday before New Year's Eve. And this is the time when a lot of people are reflecting and looking back at 2021 and forward to 2022. And so in light of that, what I want to ask you today is, what moves your rock? What moves your rock? Maybe you're thinking, what moves my rock? I mean, it's a bit of a strange question, right? So let me give you a bit of a backstory. In California's Death Valley, there is this gigantic dry lake bed known as Racetrack Playa. And it's the site of an interesting natural phenomenon. With the exception of rare rainstorms during the summer and winter, the playa remains an arid, wind-honed mud flat. There's no vegetation, no signs of animal life in the lake bed. But strangely, there's a lot of movement. Giant rocks that dot the lake bed are sliding around this perfectly flat valley. And very few have ever seen or captured evidence of these rocks in motion. And there are no human or animal tracks surrounding them which show that some creature pushed them. Yet there are straight and curved and even zigzagged ruts in the dried mud which unmistakably indicate that these several hundred pound boulders have scooted from one location to another. Now, I put some pictures on the screen for our online audience this morning, but you should really go Google it, Racetrack Playa. And it's very interesting. It's like one of those not seeing is not believing kind of things. And of course, this has UFO bloggers and paranormal specialists all excited. But there are much more probable explanations for this. Geologists speculate that during the rare rainstorms which soak the lake bed, the surface mud becomes slick enough that the 90 plus mile per hour winds slide the rocks along, you know, the temporary low friction surface. Other scientists suggest that the winds and the freezing desert nights create a thin layer of ice, turning the quarter inch deep rainwater runoff into an ice slick that the rocks blow across. And either of these theories is kind of like a micro version of glaciation, the slow process by which giant ice glaciers expand and contract and shape valleys and move sediment along. And so that's why I'm asking you, okay? On this first Sunday after Christmas and this last Sunday of the year, what moves your rock? What moved it this past year? What's going to move it next year? What moves your rock? Because you see, there are some invisible and supernatural forces at work in shaping your world and my world, like our human emotions and our thoughts and our motivations. They shape us and they move us. But they are also the divine movements of the Holy Spirit. And as believers, we recognize that God is the invisible force who's moving our worlds. And as we recognize that, we praise Him. We give Him praise. And that's what we see in our scripture passage for today. It starts by saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First from the heavens, all His angels and the sun and the moon and the shining stars, the highest heavens. It says in verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He established them forever. And then from the earth, it says, all the creatures and the mountains and hills, the trees and the animals, and the people of God, the kings and the rulers and all people, men and women, the young and the old, the whole created order is called to exalt God. Verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. So you see, God's faithful people need to praise and worship Him. And Jesus said, I tell you that if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will start shouting. I mean, we all thought rocks just sit there, right? But apparently they slide and they sing as well. But the thing is, The rocks should never do our job for us. We need to praise God's universal glory. We need to praise Him as creator and as sustainer of everything. So I'm asking you today to look back and give thanks to God for all of the ways in which He has blessed you in 2021. Praise Him for all the ways in which He provided for you. Yes, it's been an incredibly difficult year, and maybe you've suffered much personal hardship, but there's still so much to be thankful for. But more importantly, what will move your rock next year? What invisible practices will guide and move you spiritually in the new year? What about God's Spirit? God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is powerful enough to move anything. It says in John, only God's Spirit gives new life. The Spirit is like the wind that blows wherever it wants to. You can hear the wind, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So what can you do next year? What you can do is to ask yourself where the Holy Spirit is convicting you of a needed life change in 2022. Where in your life do you need to change? What do you need to change? Ask God's Spirit to point it out to you, because God's Spirit is faithful in showing you what need to change, and then also give you the power to make those changes. So will God's Spirit move you and your rock next year? But what about community? As followers of Jesus, we need a group of people around us, people whom we know, people who are known by us, and who we are known by. People we can care for, people who can care for us, people we can challenge, and people who can challenge us. A place where we can worship and serve God with other like-minded believers. We weren't made to live our lives in isolation, to live our lives of faith in isolation. No Christian is a lone ranger. So how will you give to the faith community in person and online this next year? And how will you receive from the faith community this next year? Will that somehow move your rock? Or how about the scriptures, God's word? What do you want to learn about God? What parts of the Bible do you want to better understand and live out? What truths do you want to shape your 2022? The junk on social media or the eternal word of God? Will the Bible move your rock next year? But what about prayer? What do you need to pray for? What do you need to do to be more faithful in prayer? Did prayer factor into your existence this year, and how will it factor into your new year? What's your plan to pray? Prayer is what God can do, and it'll move your rock. So the Spirit and community and the scriptures and prayer, these are all potential soul movers. But maybe our own willingness is the one piece we need to most closely examine. Are we willing to look for ways in which we need to be changed by God? Are we willing to make resolutions and take steps to catalyze our own growth? I mean, are we willing to do the sometimes hard work and uncomfortable work of moving to where God has directed us? So today, join with all creation and praise God for how He moved you this last year. And then look to Him to move you this next year. And remember this, you know, this beautiful metaphor that's attributed to Billy Graham, the great evangelist. Someone once asked him, "Have you ever seen God?" And Billy Graham said, "I've never seen the wind, but I've seen the effects of the wind." You see, even though God isn't physically visible, the way God affects people is. The movement of God can be as clear as the movement of boulders when you see their trails in the mud. And our passage today helps us see how God has moved us in the past and how God can move us in the year ahead. It is God who moves us. We recognize that and we praise Him for it. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, thank you that your Spirit indeed moves us. Thank you for the community we belong to and how the community moves us. Thank you for your word and prayer and how that moves us. As we look back on this past year, God, there's been a lot of hurt and a lot of hardship, a lot of loss. And yet, in spite of all of that, there's still so much to be thankful for. So we praise you for this past year and for how you moved in our church and in our lives and in this world. And as we look towards 2022, God, may we find that you indeed move us to the places where you want us to be. May we be open for the Spirit to work in our hearts and our lives. May we be encouraged by the community we belong to and be motivated by the community to be part of it and to make a difference and be affected by it. May we indeed dig into your word and understand your word better. And realize that that's how you speak to us. And may we all be connected to you in a much deeper way through prayer. And Father, may your Spirit change the most important thing about us, and that is our own willingness to be open, to be moved in a new direction. Thank you for your presence. With all those on earth, with all those in heaven, with the whole of creation, we praise you. We exalt your holy name. In the name of Jesus, amen.